Shalom Aleichem. Today we have a very fundamental question as it relates to Ayin Hara. On the one hand, we have been learning about the Ayin Hara that B, when B is jealous of A, be it of A's health or wealth, livelihood, success, being handsome, whatever the case may be, because of that jealousy, B can cause A to have an Ayin Hara, which can have a negative impact on A's assets, his physical assets, his physical health, can even cause him to die. So we see here that somebody can have an impact on another, independent of the decrees that A may have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B, by putting on that Ayin Hara, can negatively impact A. On the other hand, we have a very famous concept, HaKol, Bidei Shamayim Chutz Miyira Shamayim. Everything is up to the heaven, up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What he decrees, be it good or bad, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that A will have bracha v'atzlach, or will have the reverse, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision, HaKol Bidei Shamayim, and the fact that B has an Ayin Hara, is jealous of A, should have no impact. So that is what we have to reconcile. Because it goes as follows, if we're saying HaKol Bidei Shamayim, Miman Afshach, either way we're going to look at it. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that A is going to have pain and suffering and disease, that's going to happen independent of B's Ayin Hara. So if Kadosh Baruch Hu decides A is going to have whatever the case may be, that is going to happen regardless of B's being jealous of A, and the opposite is the same. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a gzeira that A is going to have bracha and atzlacha, that is going to happen even if B gives A an Ayin Hara. So that is what we have to reconcile, and we'll see now approximately three reconciliations. Some will go into more depth than others. So we're going to start out reconciliation number one, which actually relies more on the concept of HaKol Bidei Shamayim than somebody can have a negative impact on another. And it goes like this. There's a medrash that says as follows when it comes to somebody being punished for something he actually earned. B'nei Adam, ein dinam nigba, ela b'shas sakana v'makom sakana. Somebody has a decree against him, he's going to be punished. It's only going to occur, or will occur, at a time of sakana, time of danger, and a place of danger. And then the Medrash gives some examples. For example, kugon gesher, somebody is going over a bridge, that is a time of sakana, suspended in the air, that bridge can fall. V'kir natoi, somebody is walking under a wall that is leaning over, a very weak wall, and it can easily fall. That's the time that the wall will fall on that individual. Usfina v'domehen, and going in a boat, going in the ocean, and similar other dangerous times and dangerous activities, that is when somebody is going to be punished. So what's going on here? So what's going on is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if somebody has a punishment, has a decree upon them, they're going to be punished, they're going to get this disease, and whatever the case may be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oftentimes will have patience with us. We can call it like a suspended sentence. Not exactly, but he'll suspend the sentence until the time of sakana happens, the time of sakana, place of sakana. And at that point, when we would have to have a nes, a miracle to save us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my patience is up, I'm not going to supply the nes that you would need to save you. So it goes in phases as follows. Even though there's a decree by somebody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to wait. I'll suspend the sentence. I'll wait on the sentence, and it's only going to kick in at a time of sakana, because at a time of sakana, place of sakana, that is when somebody needs a nes. It's not simple. It's simply that needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be patient. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was patient, but he needs much more than that, because he's put himself in a place of sakana, a circumstance of sakana. He would need an actual miracle to save him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to go that far. And that's why the punishment will kick in at that time. Bishas sakana v'makom sakana. So Rashi, in fact, on the Gemara, when talking about kir natui, somebody walking under a wall that is potentially caving in, a weak wall, it's turned in and it may fall. So Rashi says, "V'over tachtav," we have an individual who is passing underneath that wall, maskir avonosav. His avonos, his sins are reminded at that time. In other words, he had these sins that he did, but it's at that point that there is a reminder of them above in Shamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Klum roi ze le'asos lo nes," is this person, as he's going under, he's in this Makam Sakani, he's under the wall that may fall, he's sitting in an airplane, heavy turbulence, this is the time of Sakana, is this person worthy of a nes? He has a decree against him, and accordingly, mitoch kach hu nibnag, that's why, right at that point, that he's in the time of Sakana, his judgments are being checked, and that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say he's not worthy of a nes, and the judgment will actually fall at that time. So it comes out as follows, as just to recap this explanation and then to tie it together. What we're talking about here is even if somebody has a decree from Shamayim, has a decree from heaven, he committed sins, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the gzeir, this is the punishment, this is the disease, this is going to be the assets that he is going to lose. Whatever the decree is, hakol bidei Shamayim, but it's quasi-suspended until a time of sakana, a place of sakana, a time of sakana. At that point, the person would need a nes, would need a miracle to save them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to go that far. And that's when the punishment kicks in. And accordingly, we can now understand the impact of Ayin Hara, because Ayin Hara is an extreme example of a sakana. As we've seen, Ein Kasha Me'ayin Hara, and Hara is like the stupor duper, Hasakana, it's a time, Sakana Gedolahi, that an Ayin Hara is a tremendous Sakana. And accordingly, even if somebody has a suspended sentence, he has a decree, he has punishments, he's going to get punished, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hesitating, he's waiting, he has patience, but when somebody has a Sakana, B causes the Ayin Hara to A, that is a time of Sakana, as we saw in the Medrash. Somebody's sentence is suspended until a time of Sakana, place of Sakana, and that is when the punishment will happen, because the Kadosh Baruch is not going to create a miracle. So we see here that the judgment is from above, HaKol Bidei Shamayim, and simply the timing will be dictated by a Sakana, including, or especially, an Ayin Hara. It's when somebody has an Ayin Hara from B to A, that is when the punishment that he deserves, that it has been decreed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKol Bidei Shamayim, that's when it's going to kick in. So, accordingly, we're now weighing in heavy on HaKol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Miyirah Shamayim. This is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this decree, and it's simply the Ayin Hara is going to dictate the timing of that decree happening. So that is explanation number one. How do we reconcile those two concepts? The concept of Ayin Hara and the concept of Kol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Miyirah Shamayim. The second concept relies, and we're not going to go as in depth on this, more heavily on that indeed, somebody can cause an Ayin Hara to somebody else. Adam Baal Bechira Yesh Biyad HaKoach LaHazik LaChaveru. Somebody, he can make a Bechira, he can make his own decisions, he indeed be, can cause nezek to A, af im lo nigzar ala min ha-shamayim shinazek, even if there's not been a decree by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we're relying more on Ayin Hara, less on Kol Bidei Shamayim. But the concept here, and this is after an Arichos in the Sefer Ayin Hara, he says the maskana here is Shima Adam lo nishmar by Ayin Hara. We're talking about when A, true B, put Ayin Hara in A, but we're talking about that A wasn't careful about an Ayin Hara. If he wasn't careful about Ayin Haras, for example, he showed off or he did things that inspired B to be jealous of him. Shim Adam lo nishmar ma'ayin hara, who may be at the hetzek al atzmo. He's effectively bringing the damage upon himself. He's causing it. Afilu lo nigzar ala min ha-shamayin linazik. Even if there wasn't a decree by a Kadosh Baruch Hu that he'll have damage, nonetheless, because A, in fact, quasi brought the nezek upon himself, that's why B indeed can have an impact on A. So this second concept is not relying as much on the Kol Bidei Shamayim, it's relying on the Ayin Hara, but it's saying that A effectively had contributory negligence. He contributed to the Ayin Hara, and that's why he can be found culpable. That's why he's going to have that decree against him. That is number two. Then number three is going to be a little bit similar. It's based on a Gemara and a Chazon Ish's understanding of a Gemara. So it's a Gemara Baba Metzia that talks about Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that his son was given an official position, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was concerned that it would cause his son to have an Ayin Hara. People are going to look at him and they'll be jealous of him. He was very concerned, and he says, I want you to take away, tell the Chazal, tell the Chachamim, I want you to take away that position from him because I'm concerned. This is my son, and I don't want the Ayin Hara. Indeed, it can cause his death. It's such a serious thing. And the question that the Chazanish grapples with is Avagal Dublo Dina Lamayis Inish, but there's not been a decree against him by heaven. True that a bee or the bees of the world can cause an ayahara higher to a, okay, but how is that possible if we say Hakol Bide Shamayim, that the decree has to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And he introduces an important principle, not that I'm going to understand it fully, but we'll present it nonetheless, and we'll apply it to our question. Bidin Yom HaKippurim, when it comes to Yom Kippur, the judgment of Yom Kippur, kovim lifamim l'hanicho acharei teva ha'olam. Sometimes we let a person be decreed upon by the teva ha'olam, by nature. In other words, sometimes a Kadosh Baruch Hu would say, I'm not going to decide, I'm going to let the nature of the world, for good and for bad, decide what's going to happen to this person. I'm not going to do a nace, not going to do a miracle for this person, but it's simply nature is going to dictate what's going to happen to this individual. So let's get back to the question of the Chazon Ish. He asks on the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, why are you so concerned about an ayin hara? If a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make a decree, then it's not going to happen. If it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't decree, then how can people have an impact? How can be the world, bees of the world have an impact? And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a negative decree against Yishon, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that's going to happen regardless of what the bees of the world think. That's the question. And the Chazon Ish reconciles it as follows. B'yishuv kushiv milamdeno Chazon Ish, by being miyashiv this question, the Chazon Ish teaches us another yisod that can reconcile our question. It's a very similar question, or same question, is we have, on the one hand, ayin hara, that bee can impact day. On the other hand, we have hakol bidei shamayim. Everything is about what a Kadosh Baruch Hu decides, not be deciding things. So how do we reconcile these things? So the Chazon Ish says as follows, what we have to do is we have to be very careful because there are sakanas in the world. There are danger in the world. If yishiyesh gam din shamayim shenigzar al ha'adam lahanicho acharei teva ha'olam, because there are times that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the gzeira of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is to say, I'm going to let it be decided what will happen in teva, in nature. I'm deferring to nature. Kalomar, what does that mean? Shelo yisarvu lo min ha'shamayim hen l'tova hen l'ra. That heaven makes a decree, we're not getting involved. Whether things good or bad happen to this individual, we're going to leave it up to teva, to nature, to decide what's going to happen. And accordingly, Bimken, Hu adin klape sakanas ayin hara. The same thing applies when it comes to ayin hara. Just to reconcile, so what the Chazon Ish is saying when it came to the child, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was concerned. It was concerned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't make a decree, but there are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like on Yom Kippur, in certain instances may say, I'm going to defer to nature. So that's what he was concerned about, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would decide to defer to nature when it came to the Shana Rabbi Gamliel. Maybe that would be Lara, maybe that would be a bad thing. So well, let's apply that to our question. And on this, we're going to wrap it up. Our question is, how do we reconcile the concepts of Ayin Hara, that bee can impact day, with hakol bidei shamayim, that all everything is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we say hu adin klabei sakanas ayin hara. The same thing that we talked about in the Chazon Ish will apply to ayin hara. Mechova so shel adam liyishamay mibonet. We are obligated to be very careful and guard ourselves because of an ayin hara. Sharei yitachen kadavar masur biyado im lihinazek o linaza, because it could be that things, when we defer to nature, so this is very similar to the second reconciliation, we could defer to, but not, it's not the same, because there we are more reliant on people, but here we're just saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he makes a decree. Before, in number two, we said that people indeed can impact others, B can impact A, and indeed, it's we're not going to stress the kol bidei shamayim, we're going to stress the ayin hara, and we have to be careful. A's of the world have to be careful with the ayin hara. Here we're saying in number three, reconciliation number three, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a decree that I'm going to defer to nature. And nature is going to decide, and within nature, people as well have to be careful. A has to be careful that he doesn't get damaged, that he's not going to be negatively impacted, but ultimately it's going to be up to nature to decide what will happen with that ayin hara, and what will be the impact of B on A. Have a wonderful day.